Good morning. It's May 2nd, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. As Apple Incorporated gears up to unveil its second quarter fiscal year 2024 earnings on May 2nd, the tech world is watching closely, with analysts forecasting a slight dip in both earnings and revenue. This comes at a time when concerns over iPhone sales, particularly in the crucial Chinese market, loom large. Yet there's a palpable sense of optimism that Apple may outperform expectations, buoyed by recent positive earnings, estimate revisions, and its well-documented history of surpassing earnings forecasts. Apple's significance in the tech sector is further highlighted by its prominence in major ETFs, such as the Technology Select Sector, SPDR Fund, and the Vanguard Information Technology, ETF. These funds, holding Apple as a top investment, underscore the company's pivotal role in the technology landscape. Adding to the anticipation is Apple's upcoming Let Loose event on May 7, 2024. The tech giant is expected to reveal new iPad models, including a much-anticipated 14-inch iPad Pro equipped with an M4 chipset. This launch could potentially fortify Apple's market stance, offering a fresh catalyst for growth. Moreover, Apple has set the stage for its Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC 2024, keynote on June 10, 2024. This event is eagerly awaited, as it promises to shed light on Apple's strategic direction and upcoming product lineup, further fueling excitement for what lies ahead for the tech behemoth. In a groundbreaking move on May 1, 2024, a coalition of 8 U.S. newspapers, among them the New York Daily News and the Chicago Tribune, took legal action against tech giants Microsoft and OpenAI. This lawsuit centers around allegations of copyright infringement, specifically accusing the firms of using copyrighted news articles to train their AI technologies, Copilot and ChatGPT, without obtaining permission or offering compensation. Owned by Alden Global Capital, these newspapers are not just standing up for their rights, but are also calling for monetary damages and a halt to what they deem as unauthorized use of their intellectual property. OpenAI has responded to these allegations by highlighting its commitment to supporting news organizations. The company has indicated that it is actively seeking partnerships to address and possibly mitigate the concerns raised by the lawsuit. This legal battle is not isolated. It's part of a larger discussion happening in federal courts across the United States, including in Manhattan and San Francisco. The crux of these debates revolves around the fair use doctrine and whether the use of publicly accessible internet content for AI training falls under this category. The outcome of this lawsuit and others like it could have profound implications for the future of AI development. It raises critical questions about the balance between innovation and the protection of copyrighted content. As Microsoft and OpenAI navigate through these legal challenges, the tech industry watches closely. The decisions made in these cases could set significant precedents for how copyrighted materials are utilized in the rapidly evolving landscape of artificial intelligence. In a move that's bound to excite tech enthusiasts and gadget lovers alike, Apple is gearing up to introduce its iPhone 16 series come September 2024. This next generation of iPhones is set to redefine mobile technology with its array of models, each tailored to different user needs and preferences. At the forefront of innovation, the iPhone 16 Pro Max is designed to impress with its expansive 6.9-inch ProMotion display, powered by the cutting-edge A18 Pro chipset utilizing 3-nanometer technology. Photography aficionados will revel in the 48-megapixel ultra-wide and tetraprism telephoto cameras, while the substantial 4,676 mAh battery ensures longer usage times. On the other hand, the iPhone 16 Plus caters to those seeking quality and performance at a more accessible price point. It features a 6.7-inch OLED display with a standard 60Hz refresh rate, runs on the A17 Pro chipset, and houses a 4,002 mAh battery. Pricing expectations are set with the Pro Max model anticipated to hit the market at around $1,200, whereas the Plus model aims to attract a wider audience with its $900 price tag. This strategic pricing reflects Apple's intent to cater to both premium and budget-conscious consumers. Despite some concerns over the increasing size of smartphones, making them a challenge to fit in pockets, enthusiasts like Izzy are looking forward to the larger iPhone. The trend towards using earbuds and carrying bags for personal items means that for many, the size of the phone is becoming less of an issue. This shift in consumer behavior highlights a broader adaptation to the evolving landscape of mobile technology, where larger screens and advanced features are in high demand. In a striking display of technological advancement and market recovery, Samsung Electronics Co. has unveiled a monumental leap in its first quarter operating profit, showcasing the burgeoning influence of artificial intelligence on the global tech landscape. This surge not only marks a significant financial milestone, but also underscores the pivotal role AI technologies are playing in the semiconductor industry's revival. Samsung's operating profit soared to 6.6 trillion won, a staggering increase from the 640 billion won reported in the same period last year, with revenue also climbing by 12.8% to reach 71.9 trillion won. This financial upturn is notably attributed to the semiconductor division, which itself has bounced back to profitability for the first time since 2022, recording a 1.91 trillion won operating profit. The recovery of the chip market, fueled by the expansion of AI technologies, has been a key driver behind these impressive figures. The company is not resting on its laurels, with plans to infuse its flagship Galaxy S24 smartphones with advanced AI features, aiming to captivate the market and boost sales. This move is in anticipation of a robust memory chip market, propelled by the escalating demand for AI capabilities. Furthermore, Samsung's strategic foresight is evident in its securing of up to $6.4 billion in funding from the Biden administration for the construction of semiconductor factories in Texas, a significant step towards bolstering its production capabilities. Investments in next-generation 3-nanometer and 2-nanometer process nodes are underway, with Samsung setting its sights on producing 2-nanometer chips by 2025. This ambitious endeavor is aimed at catering to the AI industry's insatiable demand for greater computing power, positioning Samsung at the forefront of technological innovation. The company's Q1 2024 results are a testament to the transformative impact of AI on the tech industry, particularly in driving the demand for high-end semiconductors. In a significant turn of events that could redefine its future in the world's largest automobile market, Tesla Incorporated's shares have soared by 11.88% following the Chinese government's nod for its advanced driver assistance technology. This approval paves the way for the potential rollout of full self-driving in China, marking a pivotal moment for the electric vehicle giant amidst its recent financial turbulence. Elon Musk's unexpected visit to China, coupled with strategic meetings with officials and the lifting of restrictions on Tesla vehicles on government properties, has fortified Tesla's standing in the competitive Chinese market. This move was further bolstered by a partnership with Baidu, securing access to crucial mapping and navigation technology for Tesla's full self-driving capabilities in China. The regulatory green light in China arrives at a crucial time for Tesla, following a quarter marked by a 9% fall in revenue and a 22% slump in car sales, as the company grapples with increasing competition from local electric vehicle manufacturers. This breakthrough could not only provide Tesla with a much-needed competitive edge, but also significantly accelerate the global training of its autonomous technology. Investors are now keenly reevaluating Tesla's market valuation in light of this stock rally, weighing the risks and opportunities as Tesla navigates the competitive auto industry landscape and a slowdown in China's electric vehicle sales. The bullish perspective on Tesla, highlighted by a recent article that upgraded the stock to a strong buy with a target price of $243, emphasizes the critical role of Tesla's AI-based full self-driving technology and its potential to reshape the company's fortunes in China. The article also points to the strategic importance of Tesla's recent engagements with Chinese officials and the potential for licensing their full self-driving technology to local manufacturers, underscoring the broader implications for Tesla's future in the global auto industry. This has been your Daily Brief in Tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.